Fool Me Once by Fern Michaels. Prologue. 1966, Oxford, Mississippi. The three of them walked together, their arms linked as they left the campus of Old Miss. Their conversation as they walked along dealt with the unbearable humidity that blanketed the town, the whole state for that matter. Their destination was the Moss Tea House, run by Hattie and Mattie Moss, two spinsters who, if you believed the rumors, had lived forever and were never going to die because they belonged to the Moss Clan, whatever the hell the Moss Clan was. The reason the trio was headed for the Moss Tea House wasn't because they craved the watery, flavorless tea or the wilted cucumber sandwiches that the older ladies of the town devoured, but because none of their classmates frequented the tea house. Who in her right mind wanted to sit in a dusty, moldy-smelling tea room, staring out grimy windows behind limp, ruffled curtains? The reason they were going to the tea house was that Allison Matthews had something of the utmost importance to discuss with her two best friends. A secret, actually. No, what she wanted to discuss was more than a secret. It was a devilishly clever idea that would put them all on Easy Street for the rest of their lives. If, and it was a big if, the three of them had the guts to pull it off. The conversation drifted to final exams and how prepared each of them was. All were among the top 5% of their class, so there were no worries for any of them. Taking a Saturday off to deal with secret, devilish plans didn't pose a problem at all. Their situation was far different from that of fellow students who had partied and cut classes.